Waking up at 6 in the morning daily with a monotonous work routine, desk job, same boring work with no excitement. Do the above mentioned things scare you? Are you someone who wants to avoid the boring monotonous set 9 to 5 job routine? Are you looking for job opportunities with flexible timings, traveling, freelance opportunities, a chance to meet new people? If yes, then here are some top careers without a 9 to 5 work schedule that I'm going to share with you in this podcast. Hi, I'm Akshay Jalan, having the experience of working with 12 years at IIT Bombay in mentoring students, helping them to explore, discover, and grow in the career journey. The biggest challenge students are facing today is that they are choosing careers based on these three P's, which is prestige, popularity, and high pay. Where will there be more pay? Where will I get more prestige? Which careers are more popular? People are running after them. In fact, I feel that students should look at careers in which they can work to their fullest potential. They look at potential. They look at problem solving. What kind of problem they can solve when they're working in their particular career? And what is the purpose? What is the purpose that is driving them to work in their particular career? If they look at purpose, they look at the problem to solve, and then look at the potential, then that career would actually be more rewarding to them. So if you want to understand more about the science of career selection, role of parents in career selection, and how to develop a mindset to learn and grow quickly in the career option that you choose, I invite you to my webinar, which you can register by going on jakshay.com, jakshay.com, and I'll see you in the next webinar. So now let's begin this podcast, where we are going to discuss, if you do not like the 9 to 5 life, then what are some exciting careers that will allow you to skip? So let's first listen to a story of Harman, who is a senior project manager in a software engineering company. And it's 8:45 a.m. on a fine Tuesday morning. He's working there. Working. It's 8:45 p.m. now. And there is Mr. Kumar, one of the employees of the company, still sitting as his assigned pupil, putting in extra hours to finish the project on time. Now that he's working overtime, he realizes he will not reach home before 10 p.m. A little exhausted by now, he decides to take a small break. So, Kumar is actually a software engineer by profession and designs algorithms for the company. He leaves his house at 8 in the morning and commutes to work by metro. It takes him half an hour to reach the destination. So Kumar is an ideal example of someone who works a 9 to 5 job, surviving on a regular income. Rahul is another employee of the same company who works in the sales and marketing department. He's also passionate about stand-up comedy. He heard a group talking about Kumar the other night. They guffawed at Kumar's humorous jokes. Rahul is interested in meeting Kumar and exploring the possibility of a stand-up comedy as a career. On weekends, he performs stand-up shows at nearby venues. They both have a sublime sense of humor. They wanted to build a life they would not hate working for. So let's see if this presentation can help Kumar to make a choice about his career. The first option that helps you with the 9-to-5 job is the Merchant Navy. The Merchant Navy actually carries cargo around the world and is the backbone of international trade. There can be various roles for you in the Merchant Navy, ranging from managing the navigation of the ship to taking care of its technical working. This is a job that will allow you to travel around the world, meet new people, and work with people of various cultures. You will be on the ship for about 3 to 6 months, and after which you will get a long holiday for about 4 to 6 months. The starting salaries or remuneration is very high in this field. So the basic eligibility for this is PCM in class 12. Entrance tests are conducted for admission in this field, which is followed by an interview. So you can pursue a graduation in a specialized field such as BSc Nautical Science, BE Marine Engineering, etc. So to enter the technical department, you should first complete your engineering, it may be marine engineering or mechanical engineering. And for various other profiles, a BSc in the field is required. So after a bachelor's, you'll be working on the ship for a few months. You need to clear your levels, exams to attain higher positions. Next, you can work from any department and choose from various job profiles, such as tech officer or navigation officer, electrotechnical officer, engineer. So you may start, working as a deck officer and then, you know, could move up the ladder. Here comes the cabin crew. A flight's cabin crew includes air hostesses and the flight stewards who are actually responsible for providing services to the passengers on the flight. And their work starts before the arrival of the passengers and involves making sure that the flight is clean, safety instruments are intact, and stock is on board. During the flight, they welcome passengers, inform them about safety procedures, and ensure that their experience on board is pleasant and satisfactory. They will work in coordination with ground duty staff and report any faults or problems during the flight. Due to the nature of the work timings are not fixed and the time slots are not variable. If traveling is your passion, helping others give you a quick kick, and you like looking polished and being well-dressed, this field can be a good fit for you. The remuneration is quite high, though it would also depend upon the airline you're associated with. International flights, they pay quite well. So the education required to work as a part of an airline's cabin crew, you need to complete a diploma course in cabin crew services and hospitality. And you can pursue those courses after 12th in any stream. So during your course, you will receive training in areas like communication, teamwork, first aid, personality development, etc. And there's no master's that is generally required in this field. And coming to your career opportunities, you can work with various national and international airlines like Air India, Etihad, Jet Airways, etc. And each airline conducts its own interview process for selecting its cabin crew. The third career which I'm going to talk about is design. So designers create various styles and designs ranging from clothes to accessories to interiors to website. Where accessory design focuses on the designing of various accessories to be used as fashion statements, interior designing places importance on decor, color schemes, arrangement of furniture, etc. So various other fields of designing will include jewelry design, graphic design, product design, etc. So if you have a creative streak and enjoy creating new designs and patterns, you can explore the field of design. This field provides you with the flexibility to work from home, work at your own convenience, and freelance with multiple agencies at a time. So though a bachelor's in design is the first step towards becoming a designer. There are various diploma courses also available, but a bachelor's will help you go deeper into the subject matter. And this admission to this bachelor's program called B-Design is based upon entrance examinations conducted by various colleges. There are various specialized courses also, such as bachelor's in fashion design, interior design, jewelry design, UX, UX design, etc. If you're sure about your area of specialization, such courses are better. After your bachelor's, you can either pursue a PG diploma or a master's in the area of specialization. More than the degree, after a bachelor's, it is your skills and the quality of your work that is counted in this field. It's a practical work that you do actually. More than the degree, that will count after you complete your graduation. So these courses are actually available at NID, National Institute of Design, NIFT, National Institute of Fashion Technology, Trichy School of Art, Design and Technology, Center of for Environmental Planning and Technology, CPT University, Indian School of Design Innovation, and there is Coursera, there are courses on EDX as well. And here, there are ample of career opportunities because you can work with various firms, design houses, brands, multinational companies, etc. So graphic designers can work with newspapers, magazines, advertising publishers, websites, etc. So fashion or accessory designers work with advertising companies, major brands, etc. Hence, there is immense scope and wide areas of employability. Then fourth is radio jockey. So radio jockey is a person who hosts various shows on radio, manages the on-air music, interview guests over calls, and builds the content of the show. They play a very important role in engaging and entertaining the audience. So you need to have good sense of humor, excellent communication skills, confidence, creativity, and ability to think on your feet on the go are required to be successful in this field. The timings for the show, live shows are fixed and can often involve odd hours, especially in the initial years. Hence, you can avoid the 9-to-5 routine. There is no set education required to become an RJ, though it is advised to pursue mass communication in your graduation. There are various diploma and certifications to gain skill sets for radio jockeying, such as certificate course in announcing, broadcasting, comparing and dubbing. Diploma in radio management is also there. So you can also consider diplomas at the post-graduation level, such as postgraduate diploma in radio programming and management. Do crash course in voiceovers and mixing and short-term workshops in diction, creative thinking are some additional options. You could be getting various colleges at Delhi University, Indian Institute of Media and Communication, Indian Institute of Mass Communication for PG is also available. Times of India and Hindustan Times, they also offer various courses for radio jockey. So with an increase in the number of radio stations, the demand for radio jockeys is also on the rise. We have Radio Mirchi, Red FM, Air, Radio 1, etc. are a few of the top radio channels. So there is demand, but there is competition also. Comes blogging. Fifth, career is blogging is among the popular new age careers and will allow you to skip the 9-to-5 routine. As a blogger, you will have the flexibility to choose your area of interest, say food, fashion, health, etc. You can start your own blog and write about your experiences, reviews, or even educate your followers. For example, if you're a food blogger, you can travel around different places, click pictures of a variety of food items and cuisines, and inform your followers about your experience with the food, etc. So this could be done online, like at Instagram, for example. If you're good at writing, you can work with already established publications in the area of your interest and blog for them. It'll give your content more eyeballs and hence more readership. So you can get various courses on this, of Coursera, Blog Stylist, Blog Academy, Skillshare, Unacademy, etc. And you can start working as a freelance blogger for various firms, or you can even start your own blog. A good idea in the initial years would be to work with the different companies to gain experience and build skills while you maintain a personal blog on the site. Next comes your photography. Photographers are artists with a camera and they capture moments which are cherished for life. For this purpose, they use a range of technical equipment like lens, camera, lighting, various software to ensure that the photographs captivate the audience. There are various kinds of photographers such as press photographers, fashion photographers, wildlife photographers, forensic photographers. There are many upcoming and trending fields in photography also, like product photography, wedding photography, etc. This career will give you the opportunity to work at novel locations and for varied number of hours in a day. So you could, you know, just the event over, I suppose you're into wedding photography. So when the wedding is happening, you can take that many contracts. You can work for that wedding, finish it off, and then, you know, you can take the next project as and when you like. So you can pursue your bachelor's in photography or even a diploma or certificate course in the area of your specialization, such as PG diploma in still photography and photojournalism, diploma in professional photography. During your bachelor's program, you will learn everything from the history of photography to various techniques which are required to capture beautiful pictures. Then comes your National Institute of Photography, National Institute of Design, Raghunandan Center for Photography, Delhi College of Photography, Indian School of Photography, Symbiosis School of Photography, Mass Communication Center, Jamia Millia Islamia, etc. So photographers are in great demand, and the areas where they can work are vast. So you can work with media houses, companies, event companies, news channels, wedding firms, etc. As you gain experience and skills over the years, you can also explore freelance opportunities or become self-employed. Next comes stand-up comedy. A stand-up comedian is a person who performs in front of an audience and tries to connect with them, entertain them, and make them laugh. Confidence, ability to think on your feet, good sense of humor, excellent communication, good memory for material are a few important skills required if you wish to be a stand-up comedian. They perform on stage at various events as well as online channels. They spend months on end preparing and refining their material, rehearsing, performing on tours, and marketing their shows. Hence, there is no set routine and you can avoid the 9-to-5. Of course, you don't require a degree to perform stand-up comedy. It's more about the content, connect, technique, and the timing. However, if you wish to brush up on your skills, you can consider joining some workshops or short-term courses offered by trained comedians and script writers. You will learn here about the techniques to write funny stories, devices used to make everyday stories funny, tried and tested techniques to make an audience laugh. So, the website killerstandup.com, where you could get some courses or videos to understand how to become a good stand-up comedian. And it can take a few years to become established. Most comedians start small by performing at small events and gradually move on to bigger events such as comedy shows, stand-up tours, etc. Thus, the starting journey as a comedian can be quite challenging. You will find opportunities at different types of events held at theaters, colleges, stadiums, etc. Even bars, restaurants hire them to perform at special events. Next comes dance therapy. So dance is not only used as a form of entertainment or exercise, but can also act as a therapeutic process. Especially when music is combined with dance techniques and body movements, it can work to relieve stress. So if you love music and are willing to really help people heal themselves, you can turn dance therapy into your career. The best part about this profession is that you can select your preferred timings. There is no need to work at 9-to-5. Dance therapists work with people of all age groups to reduce stress. They can also help people with special needs, people who cannot express themselves and are suffering from various psychological disorders or facing difficulty in their relationships. Dance is not only used as a form of entertainment, but can also act as a therapeutic process, as we discussed. Here, you know, you could do a graduation in psychology that is recommended. And after graduation, you could actually do a diploma in dance therapy or a certification in dance therapy. There are courses available at TIS, Tata Institute of Symbiosis, so Tata Institute of Social Services, Symbiosis School of Liberal Arts. And dance therapists work with various NGOs, hospitals, rehabilitation centers, nursing homes, daycare centers, health programs, etc. And you can also open your own clinic and set up private practice. Next comes your fashion choreography. Fashion choreography or catwalk choreography deals with the mood and the theme of a fashion show. They formalize the concept of a show, train models to walk the ramp with suitable music tracks, and design the ramp. A model's posture, hand placements, facial expressions are all the responsibility of a fashion choreographer. They work in sync with fashion designers to accurately portray the vision of the designers featured in the show. Generally work at late night shows and don't have fixed timings at work. So, of course, there is no formal education required to conceptualize a fashion show, although a degree in fashion design or fashion merchandising will train you in the basis of fashion and technology. It is recommended that you work under multiple choreographers to learn the skills required in this line of work. Fashion sense, creative ideation, ability, broad imagination, etc. are important factors that can actually contribute to success. You study at NIFT, NID, Sistine Institute of Art, Design and Technology, Himsim Academy of Performing Arts is also available. There are some of the colleges. And various fashion designers are hired to present them for the work at the fashion shows. You can also work with modeling agencies and train aspiring models in the art of ramp walking. Last but not the least comes a career in hotel management, which involves the management of various sectors in a hotel such as housekeeping, food court, spa, reception, etc. India is among the favorite top destinations for tourists in the world. Hence, the potential of job growth in the hospitality industry is immense, provided you have excellent communication skills and a suitable personality that goes with it. The working hours can be odd and the work is also quite varied. Hence, this is a great profession if you want to skip the 9-to-5. So, BA in Hotel Management or BSc in Hospitality and Administration at the graduate level is the basic eligibility for someone to work in the hotel industry. And you will be trained in each and every department of the hotel. Training in customer handling, etiquettes, business promotion are a few key elements of this program. After your graduation, you can either go for a master's in hotel management or pursue a management degree. This will help you in getting a better position in the industry. Jobs are available across the hospitality industry, including hotels, restaurants, food chains, etc. And you can work in the housekeeping department, which is responsible for the hygiene and cleanliness of the hotel. If you are interested in managing events, then you can conceptualize and manage events like various festivals, conferences, promotion fairs, etc. So, hope this podcast helps you understand that there are unconventional ways to earn and live also. Doing what interests you can really be fascinating. And if you can convert that interest into a career, there's nothing like it. Because you may not need to actually work even one day of your life if you're working for something that you have potential in, as well as you have a purpose and find it easy and loving to do. So, going through this presentation, decides to gradually switch to the stand-up comedy area. So he'll start doing stand-up comedy shows on the weekends and then try to get more opportunities to perform at different events, and as he scales up, he will then gradually quit his job. So do you also feel that you may be stuck at the 9-to-5 job? Do you want to do things in life that will amuse you? So let me know which of these careers will actually excite you. We talked about merchant navy, cabin crew, design, radio jockey, blogging, photography, stand-up comedy, dance therapy, fashion choreography, and hotel management. Hope this podcast was helpful for you. If you want to understand more about such interesting careers and unravel the secret of which could be the best career option for you, I request you to go to my website jakshay.com, visit it, enroll for the webinar if you're not already done, and you can even contact us in case you want any services or help to identify the best career option for you. This is Akshay Jalan signing off. Thank you very much and wish you all the best.